Skills Test 2. Listening.
Today in our programme, Life with a Difference, I'm talking to Jason Mitchell. Hello, Jason. Thanks for joining us.
My pleasure.
So, Jason, I understand you're a vegan.
Yes, that's right.
Does that mean you don't eat any meat or meat products?
Well, it's true I don't eat any meat at all, but vegans are different from vegetarians because we don't eat anything that comes from an animal. That means no dairy products like milk, butter or cheese, and no eggs either. Many vegans also avoid using anything made from animal parts. They don't wear leather belts or shoes, for example.
How did you become a vegan?
Well, I started out as a meat eater. As a teenager, I loved a burger as much as any of my friends. Then, at university, I became interested in girls.
I'm sure you weren't the only one.
No, I suppose not. Anyway, I became a bit of a fitness fanatic. I exercised in the gym every other day, and I started running in the evenings and cycling at the weekends. Changing my diet was just another part of changing my whole lifestyle to make me fitter and healthier, and, as I was hoping, more attractive to girls.
How did you get started?
I read a lot about vegetarianism, and I decided to try a vegetarian diet for a month just to see if it suited me.
And what happened?
I loved it. It was a lot easier than I thought it would be. I just ordered a cheese and tomato pizza instead of a chicken pizza, and I ate a lot more pasta. I didn't lose much weight, but I felt I had a lot more energy than before. At the end of the month, I didn't want to go back to eating meat again.
When did you make the next step?
I was 24 when I met Anita, who later became my wife. We met at the gym. Anita was a practicing vegan, and she'd recently run the London Marathon, which really impressed me. I was a runner, but I wasn't as strong and fit as she was. Anyway, I decided to try going vegan and see if I could get fit enough to run the marathon too.
So you didn't become a vegan because of animal rights or to protect the environment?
No, I just wanted to impress the girl I liked. The vegan diet was really hard for me at first. Cutting out cheese omelettes was especially difficult, as that used to be my favourite dish. Anyway, I thought I'd try for a few weeks and see how I coped.
What else did you give up?
Well, I started using soya milk instead of dairy milk, olive oil instead of butter and so on. Most substitutes are easy to find in supermarkets and taste just as good as dairy. The only substitute I really don't like is tofu. It tastes like rubber. But going vegan was definitely different from going vegetarian. In the first 2 weeks, I lost more than 4 kilos. I also found that I had to eat more, and I often felt hungry.
What about the marathon? Did you manage to do that?
Yes. I ran the London Marathon in 2010. Running felt better than before, and I could run faster and run longer distances. For a fitness fanatic, that's a big deal.
How do you feel if you eat out with friends who aren't vegetarians or vegans?
It doesn't bother me, although I notice they feel more uncomfortable eating in front of me. Diet should be your own choice. I chose mine for personal reasons.
Now, you've recently written a book called Veg and Two Veg. I was wondering, what exactly...